Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Well done last night.
Well, it was September.
Well, it went out on telly last night. For in our reality, it's last night.
Yeah. Do you know what? A few people did say to me yesterday during the day, so where are you going to do it? And I went, no, it's recorded.
They don't stream it live.
Did you watch it as it went out?
Yes. Friends came around. This was a big story for my mates.
Yeah.
They thought, oh, Pat's on, dude, first day. So they came round and that's why I'm hugging this coffee this morning.
Right, so you didn't get a cup of tea.
I might have had a few beers. I was ready to make a cup of tea and the phone rang and they were outside and I never got to the cup of tea.
Well, that's good.
Wine was drank and I didn't get to throw them out until like well after 1 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock before I got to bed last night.
Wow, okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Pleasure. For anyone who didn't see the show, let us reintroduce you. Pat was hooked up with Gemma. Pat, you're 56?
Yep.
Gemma is 41, and this is what they were looking for.
Psychology will tell you that successful relationships are with people that are very like yourself. So, obviously, I'm looking for me, a female me.
I'm looking for somebody well-adjusted, somebody that's happy with their life and is just looking for somebody else to maybe, you know, hang out with for a long time.
I think I probably failed on the well-adjusted. I mean, you know, she got mad as a fart. Like, no, I'm really sensible.
You are really sensible.
Yeah.
That was Gemma.
Yes.
Gemma was lovely.
Gemma's great.
Yeah.
Gemma's great. I mean, I got woke yesterday morning and there was a message on Facebook from her going, happy first dates day.
Well, before we get into just what happened after the date and what situation you're in now, let's talk about the date itself because
he's very journalistic, isn't he?
Oh, listen. He wants to know stuff.
No,
he's a professional, apparently.
Get that.
Well, our first introduction of you was coming to the bar and not knowing what you wanted to drink. And then you had this weird sipping ritual with a cocktail.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
No, I don't do cocktails.
I'm
completely... No. Not that I... Sorry.
Judgment.
I don't know cocktails. So go for something that's maybe a bit fruitier.
Okay.
And I'll trust you.
Yeah. That looks very nice.
Fruity.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti. That's my creation.
What do you call it?
I call it Gregory. I don't know why.
All right.
I like the name.
I like Gregory.
Can I taste Gregory?
Of course you can.
Can I taste Gregory?
She wanted to taste Gregory.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
You reminded me of my dad when he used to open a box of Black Magic and he would take one chocolate out and go... And taste it for a good sort of 30 seconds before he actually made a decision on it.
It's bad enough that I've turned into my own dad. I've now turned into your dad as well. All right, can I just explain at this
stage
that we were sitting there for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
And we saw 40 seconds.
Max.
Maybe a minute, right? I mean, during that period, we talked about what we did, you know. The one thing I remember, and I'm glad they didn't show it, was she told me she was an accounting executive. And I went, what's accounting executive? Like, and I took it up as that she was a gap counting, not, I can't remember what the second part was. I was looking at her going, what do you count? Oh, accounting. So we had a long chat about lots of stuff.
The date itself, when you were sitting at the table, and obviously it seemed in the edit that you were really naturally warming to each other as it went on, and that there was a genuine fondness for each other there. Mm.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I think there was, she was dead right. So when she said, there was no flirting, she was dead right, there wasn't.
Right.
Like, I walked in and I thought there was something vaguely familiar about her, but I didn't know what. And it's a small town, so I wasn't hugely surprised by that. But, you know, there was no fancying going on, I think, very early. Now, I'm not sure how obvious that was to either of us at the time or whatever.
Right.
But the meal was great crack and we got yapping and, you know, we had lots in common.
As you say, it is a small town.
Yes.
And when I saw Gemma walk into the show last night, I went, oh my God, I think I know her. I know her from years and years ago. And in fact, I think I shifted her friend.
Did you make the lunge? Did you drop the hand?
It was a first dates of other kinds. But anyway, so you got on together. Mm-hmm. And at what point in the date did you realize there's going to be no action here?
Probably when I walked in, if I'm honest. you have to fancy someone from the get-go. And I don't think that there was that going on from either of us right from the get-go. And I think that's why we, I suppose, because we're older and a bit more sensible and we're, you know, not as giddy.
Yes.
Ah, oh, those young people.
Well, you did. When you got together at the end, the two of you kind of quite well, you handled quite well the potentially, as you call it, awks moment.
The awks. Did you like that?
That's to that.
Would you like to see each other again?
I think we'll end up going to gigs together. I think we're good gig material. I don't think we fancied each other, did we?
I don't think there was flirty things going on.
Not just me then.
I couldn't see it anyway.
I disguised it well. All right, that's the aux bit over with.
Yeah.
So you got down with the young people.
Yeah, you're very cool.
I think there was a little something in Gemma's voice there that was a
stop
little
trying to read too much into.
No, that she was looking out for flirty things.
Okay.
Like if you had given a bit of flirtation, then maybe you would have got some back.
I wondered about that too.
Now, I know offering her some of your chips in Ireland is a flirt.
Yeah. I thought that was a marriage.
Hey, she tasted his Gregory. I mean,
I thought offering her chips was marriage proposal.
Weird. What I want to know, and I'm sure what everybody listening wants to know, is did you guys follow up on what seemed like the start of a great friendship? And did you go to any gigs together?
Yeah, we've been to two already. Went to very posh gig in the National Concert Hall only a couple of weeks later.
Great.
Your man from Portishead and Will something or other from Goldfrapp, they took this Moog synthesizer orchestra on tour. It was an odd gig. Odd. Like classical music done with, you know, and pop and film soundtrack. It was just odd.
So in a way,
but we did go to Ghost Poet, which was the one you mentioned. And of course, she invited me to Ghost Poet, and then I went and blagged the tickets.
Good man.
Free
tickets to go.
A few times in the show, you alluded to the fact that maybe you're lazy when it comes to either gigs.
That was just self-deprecation.
Our love. Yeah, I mean, do you feel that way?
No, not really. No, that was just having a laugh at myself. You, like back in the day, I didn't make an effort. But by going out, you met people. Mm. It happened. Mm. Now I'm not going out as much because my mates are all grown up. I'm probably still not, but they're not around. So I used to go to gigs often on my own. But I knew I'd meet people there. Doesn't happen now. Because Barcelona are playing Chelsea on the telly while I'll sit and I'll watch that. Do you know what I mean?
Are you a happy bachelor?
I was asked by someone yesterday if I get lonely, and I do, of course. Yeah. Being single, there are times when, you know, you fancy an old cuddle. Mm-hmm. And company, you know, just someone to chat with. But I also, a couple of years ago, someone did an article for one of the papers about, you know, owl farts are still single. Of course, I qualified. And one of the things that when I started to think about it, I concluded was I would rather be single like this and all right, it's not perfect, than trapped in, I see too many relationships, especially ones that have been formalized, you know, where you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just walk away from kids. You can't walk away from mortgages. You can't walk, but they're not happy.
Right.
And I know they're not happy, but they're kind of stuck in it.
Yeah.
So I'm single, you know, whatever, but I'm not trapped in anything. So there are upsides and downsides to it.
How would you describe dating in your 50s?
I don't do much of it, so I don't know. I have gone out I've had a few relationships and been grand, but just like in my 40s and 30s and 20s, didn't last very long. Yeah.
But you don't see any marked difference in dating in your 50s compared to when you were in your 30s?
I don't drink as much when I go out because the hangovers have got enormously worse. So I had a couple of beers last night watching it with my mates and, you know, I can feel it this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a mild throb, you know. That's in my head.
That's all we're looking for in a thing, lads, in fairness, let's be honest.
A slight, pulse and a throb.
On that note, Pat O'Mahony, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Fair play for taking part in First Dates Ireland. It was brilliant.